This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Ryan Day wins. Does that mean Sherrone Moore is on the hot seat?
And the Lane Kiffin saga has finally wrapped up. No outrage here. It is a great hire, but there's one thing that he cannot match. Ryan Day and the Buckeyes.
It's the Emerging Podcast Scene, presented by Extend Technologies on 92.3 The Fan Extra on the free Odyssey app.
The first 4 hours were simply an amuse-bouche.
I'm stuffed. I can't remember the last time I ate this much.
Sure you don't want no dessert?
Not for me.
I'm good.
Your table is now ready for Carmen and Lima's Emerging Podcast Scene.
We're brought to you by Extend Technologies, XTENDAV.com. I have been waiting all weekend to talk about these things, and now you're finally going to hear my opinion on them. Hi. Are you going to talk?
What's going on, Kenny?
What are you doing
over there? Well, Joey, while you were away, pitched a different idea for the podcast.
What is that, Joey?
Joey, would you like to get
on
a microphone?
Do, Joey?
Would you like to come over to a microphone and talk
Joey,
into it?
Joey, until I can pronounce your last name, I don't even know if we can do this.
So I just think this would be worth some time. So you know how Shedeur Sanders' house got broken into, right?
Oh, my God. What?
Do you think it's possible that maybe, you know, there's somebody on the team jealous of Shedeur Sanders, you know, like a backup quarterback or a receiver that's maybe not getting the ball?
You know, so you think it might have been an break into his house?
You think it might have been, you know, an inside job?
I mean, let's not act like that hasn't happened before in the NFL.
That was really stupid, and we're moving on.
He also didn't start that game that his house got broken into.
Okay.
Was Dylan faking a concussion?
Okay. Oh, my God. I didn't even think of that.
The mastermind.
We're moving on.
For the we got a real God. Oceans 19 right
That's
now.
That's a cagey move
Oceans
right there.
Oceans 19.
No, except he's the little guy that has to jump out of the box.
Anyway, we're moving on. Lane Kiffin,
the trapeze artist.
Will this be successful?
He smokes the cigarettes.
Lane Kiffin, LSU, will this be successful? What's your definition of success? Anthony Lima, 92.3, the fan, go.
Is it true that he is getting along with this deal like a $25 million a year NIL commitment? Because that's what it takes. I mean, that is the one thing that's going to matter. He's a good coach, okay? Is he, you know, it was a bad hiring cycle, so... There were other names that I think would have been higher on the pecking order, but none of them were available.
Mm-hmm.
So given that, like, this is all the leverage that Lane Kiffin had. And if you give him $25 million, because it's not about facilities anymore, it isn't even about geographic area, although it helps that a lot of good players are within, you know, 150 miles of Baton Rouge. That is important. But, you know, there's some good players around Ohio, not as good as down in the South. And Ryan Day's got the best talent or close to the best talent every year. And Ohio State, even under Urban, you know, for 10 years straight, have had some of the most talent in college football. It's about whether you can pay the players now and how much you can give them. And if they have that kind of commitment financially and he just wins enough to keep that money coming in,
yeah,
that's a great formula because he is a really good offensive coach.
So he is a very good offensive coach. This is my entire issue with all this here is I don't think, first off, I don't think that, I think people should be mad at themselves and not Lane Kiffin. I like Lane Kiffin. I think Lane Kiffin's good for college football. Let me tell you why. You need villains.
Mm-hmm.
You need villains. And he and football coaches, I think, are villains anyway, especially college football coaches, because we hear so many greasy stories about him. He's the villain to end all villains because he's so much more like Tommy Tuberville leaving some dinner. Tommy Tuberville don't get anything. Brian Kelly, nobody likes Brian Kelly. It's all go home. It's go home heat. If we want to do pro wrestling parlance, which I know you don't like, but I'm going to do, it's go home heat with Brian Kelly. Lane Kiffin, people want to see Lane Kiffin. They want to see him, and they also want to see him fail. There's a difference. People don't care about – people just think that Brian Kelly's an a-hole, and they just want him gone. They don't want to see him. They want to see him fail, but they don't even want to see him. With Lane Kiffin, he's entertaining. He's out there talking trash on the internet. He trolls fan bases. He still trolls Tennessee.
How about on the field during games with the sideline reporters?
Yes. They're playing at Ole Miss next year. I mean, this is going to be fantastic. This is going to be fantastic. And I don't know how successful it's going to be. I think it's so deep. No, he should not have got to coach the team in the playoff. Maybe they should move the calendar around a little bit. Maybe that's possible. But once you've made your decision, you made your decision. It's a weird zombie thing. Coaches have not been able to coach their teams when they've made these decisions. You don't want that zombie situation going on. So I don't blame Ole Miss whatsoever. I think the intrigue with it is great. What the hell is it? The yoga teacher saying like, he would come to the, it was great. He was everybody's best friend at Ole Miss. And now it's like, he's just always been this bad guy where it's like, yeah, he came to yoga class, but then he'd start doing his own thing like halfway through.
Yeah.
Which was great. Or the dog that allegedly isn't his dog. The Juice Kiffin dog where they're like, no, that's actually somebody else's dog and he was using his PR, which I don't know if any of that stuff is true, but it's fantastic. It's so college football. I love it. LSU is hypocritical. LSU makes a tremendous villain in their own right because you have the governor talking about how much of a waste of money it was for the contract of Brian Kelly. So what do? They turn around and they give Lane Kiffin $91 million, and they're willing to pay him based on what Ole Miss's success is.
I love that.
With an 80% buyout. And did you even notice this as well? That coming up on December 15th or 16th, I'm not sure which day it is, they will make their final payment to Ed Orgeron in his buyout. $426,000 coming up at the middle of this month, which means at some point they will be paying three coaches. They're the Browns of college football. They've won championships. They've won them in spite of themselves. The LSU Tigers are the Browns. They're obsessed. And
Their governor talks openly about the coaching search.
And hey, the owner had a governor in the family as well at one point. And I'm telling you right now, if there were no salary cap, we have championships falling out of our pockets because that's what they would do. They would spend into the oblivion and get all the best players they possibly could. There is no salary cap in college football. And LSU absolutely can win a national championship with Lane Kiffin. And people will boo like crazy. Yeah. It's awesome. It's awesome.
Now, here
we found
is
a
the
new
one
villain.
Thing.
It's great. The, and by the way, can I share one more thing before you take off on this?
Yeah.
One more thing. I don't think that this is I think that this is not his last stop.
No, I don't think so.
Where do you think he's going after this?
I think he's going to want to go back to the NFL at some point.
I think he's going to want to go to Alabama.
Sure, why not?
I think he's waiting on Alabama to stumble with Kalen DeBoer, and I think he wants to go back to Alabama, and I think he will leave LSU to go back to Alabama.
That'd be great. That'd be amazing.
That'd be awesome. Go ahead.
Yeah, I would just say, you know, if you were to ask now, because now we'll look at it from the perspective of an Ohio State fan, who are the threats to Ohio State going forward? Now that this could be the third straight year, whether Ohio State wins it or Indiana or Oregon, maybe.
Uh-huh.
I mean, this could be a third straight year. The SEC doesn't get it. Who am I really afraid of now that he's got the Michigan monkey off his back? even though I do think Michigan will be very formidable next year when they go get wide receivers.
Yes.
I'm not going to take that game lightly at all, even if it's at home. The thing going forward, like, LSU is a threat. Make no mistake, they are a threat now. They will have drama around their program. And the one thing, you know, Harbaugh had drama around Michigan. Urban had drama in Florida and some at Ohio State. Mm-hmm. Ryan Day, if there is one thing that undoubtedly you have to give him credit for, there's no drama around this year's team.
No.
These guys are getting paid a lot of money. We talked last week or 2 weeks ago, how many of these guys could be top five picks if they were all available to come out this year, including, you know, Carnell Tate, Arvell Reese, Julian Sayin, Jeremiah Smith, yeah. Caleb Downs. These guys are all top 10. Maybe Tate is the one that, you know, getting closer to it might not be. But I've heard some people have him, you know, really high. There's been no drama despite the fact they make all that money and they have podcasts. You know, Jeremiah Smith was going on podcasts and stuff. Week of the Michigan game. Think about that 5 years ago, how big of a deal that would be.
It would be.
There's just nothing going on in terms of drama. And with Lane, there will be drama.
It is surprising, and you are right. With Lane, there will be drama. There will be intrigue. He will constantly remind LSU fans. Mm. He wants it. Because this is why I just laugh at everybody, is where Lane Kiffin has always made it about Lane Kiffin. And he's never learned his lesson. And I think people just feel duped. I think they loved it. The people love. Hold on. I got to sneeze.
Go ahead.
Okay, I'm sorry.
I'll bless you.
People love a redemption story. And so when he flames out at USC and the Raiders and all that stuff, he is banished to one of Nick Saban's misfit toys. He ends up at FAU. He gets FAU going. It's like, oh, my God, this guy. Because it's like, you know, we kind of wanted the same for Tom Herman, and it's never been the same for Tom Herman. He's never been able to get it back going. And he ends up at FAU, and then he moves up, and he's back at Ole Miss. Ole Miss is a fun program. Ole Miss has always, for my whole life, Ole Miss has been a bit of fun. Ever since Eli Manning, with David Cutcliffe, it's always just been kind of this fun, I don't want to say pirate program because then people think of Mike Leach and that's Mississippi State. But like the Egg Bowl's this fun, nasty rivalry. And it's just so much fun to see. And he made it even better. And now he's gone and people feel bad for Ole Miss and they hate Lane. I'm going, this is because you guys bought in. You guys all thought he was different and he's not different. He's still like, it's still when Jake the Snake Roberts told the Ultimate Warrior, never trust a snake. Like, he's always going to be a villain. He always has been. He always will be. And he got duped. And we love a redemption story, so you thought that we could build him up in our own image. He wasn't changing. He's always been this way. He's the son of a coach who was nomadic in his lifetime. He's going to be nomadic. That's what he knows. His son was an ego, or his father was egomaniac, but he's a great coach. They're both great coaches. They're both egomaniacs. Yeah. This is what he knows. And really, if I felt any different about it, shame on me, not shame on him. I mean, he just went out and got paid a lot of money. And the other part of this is that he did say something that nobody wants to believe, and he's right. We got to stop thinking the way we always have is, you've abandoned your players. I've abandoned my boy. I've abandoned my child. You didn't abandon anybody. They're free agents every other
year. It's all year to year now.
Or they're free agents every year themselves. So they can go. They can abandon anybody they want to. Nobody blames them. And I want to be open and honest about it all. Like, if I'm going to go calling out Lane Kiffin, Lane Kiffin's a 50-year-old man, and he's a head football coach. But this is where the thinking has changed. Dylan Raiola is also in his 20s now and is a grown man and a tax-paying adult. Can I or can I not say that I think it's weird that he dresses up for Halloween every single game and every day like he's Patrick Mahomes? Can I or can I not do that? Because there was he's just a kid and he wants... No, he's not. No, he's not. He's playing dress-up. He's not himself. I find myself wanting Nebraska to lose. I'm going to be a fan about it. I think it's weird. I think it's weird if he hits the portal and he goes to Texas Tech. I think it's really just weird, and I want to be critical of it. If I can be critical and nasty with Lane, I can be critical and nasty with the rest of them.
Yes, I would ask about this. The one criticism I have heard that has permeated this conversation is the credibility that Lane has lost, and I think you'll probably be in agreement with me.
Yeah.
if this were 10 years ago, sure, it'd be used in counter recruiting. And is this his last job? Where is he heading next? In 2025, I think these players almost applaud. Go get yours. I want to get mine. Yep. You go get yours. Let's be honest, finally. Let's have an honest conversation that self-interest. Yep. Now, I got to give Clay Travis credit. Clay Travis had it yesterday. He's like, this is all self-interest in this sport. Rules the roost unlike any other. So when you talk about credibility, like the players that they are in the market for, I think they almost respect Lane Kiffin that he'll leave like that for more money. Like, I think he could play almost a respect card. Like, well, you know, I'm respected by a team wants me. They believe what I can do. They believe in the system.
Yep.
I don't think other coaches are going to be able to sway players not to go to a place that's offering a lot of NIL because, oh, Lane might leave at the end of the year. Because those players are going to go, yeah, I might leave at the end of the year too. So no matter where I go.
Was there any decisions that you didn't understand as far as the other jobs that were open and are getting filled? Was there anything out there that stuck out to you where you're like, I don't know if that's going to be a fit? I mean, none of us know about any of this. Was there anything as far as what stuck out to you in terms of any job, you know, anything like that? I just want to know from you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I want to know.
If I were one of the SEC schools looking for a coach, I would have gone after Franklin. I would have gone after James Franklin.
If you were one of the what schools?
SEC schools.
What if you're one of the American Conference schools that just lost their guy? What if you were, and again, this is Tuesday morning, maybe I haven't paid attention. What if you were Tulane? What if you were Memphis? What if you were any one of these? What if you were JMU? I mean, JMU, can they pay like a guy like James Franklin that, or would James Franklin just always just take the Virginia Tech job?
I just think his stature, and I know top and all that, but the guy runs a good football program. Mm-hmm. And Penn State had some challenges that schools, the big boys don't have, that Georgia mm-hmm. and Ohio State. They got their alumni base, Penn State, which is their advantage, but they didn't have the endless spending. You could see they only had a few spots every year that they could spend money on. They didn't have the resources, the treasure trove. And yet that team, they beat the teams they were supposed to every year. And I think that guy is, despite some of the weird press conference stuff or whatever, I think it's, you spend too much time with any of these coaches, you get annoyed by
true.
Stuff. But I think Franklin is a good leader in the locker room. And if I were some of those, if I were a lower tiered SEC school, now maybe he'd be thinking, I'd rather go to a different conference that would give me a better shot. Maybe in the SEC.
Well, I think in the
he
ACC,
feels like there's
I think,
too many schools ahead of him.
That's a great point. I think in the ACC, depending on what they pledge to spend now, knowing that, I think he can be in the ACC championship game in 2 years.
Mm.
I think he really
well.
Can
look
do
at this
that.
Year. Look at
he
this
knows
year
that
in the
area
ACC.
Very well. Yeah. Oh God. Well, that's what I mean by that. Like it's such a wide open conference. You don't have to be that good. I mean, I like the Big 12 better than the ACC, which some people draw some criticism for that. Now, I want to see what Texas Tech does after this year because they spent $37 million on the program.
Guess
this
what?
Year.
You got to spend next year, 38.
So, are you going to continue to make that sort of investment? Because if they are willing to, or if they're actually able to do that, then it's going to become a one team conference.
Mm.
The ACC. If Clemson's just going to continue to play in 1998, well, 1998.
They're just not going to take it seriously enough.
Yeah. Which, I mean, Dabo's going to have a come to Jesus moment. That's a wildly underachieving team. I'm sure he'll celebrate rallying them to 6-6. Ooh. They finished 7-5. Ooh. I think they finished 7-5, maybe.
Kenny, they were every year top three
yes.
for like a decade.
And they were the team that didn't freak out over their coach the way that they did at Penn State. It's the ACC is such a wide open conference. Now, I don't like the football as much as I like it in the Big 12, but you're seeing Virginia, they're able to make this jump. I think NC State, if they're able to invest, they will be back. I think with Jake Dickert and what he did at Wake Forest with that roster, I think that if they're able to make any sort of investment, I think that's going to be fun. I think it could be a really fun conference in the future. And I think a guy like him, though, with the cachet that he brings, he's definitely, I cannot deny he's a good coach. He is abrasive, just like you said. I think he can do some remarkable things at Virginia Tech. I was surprised. I'm not surprised, I should say. I'm surprised Eli Drinkwitz didn't really move on. I'm surprised he just took the extension.
I am too.
At Mizzou. I think that Florida can be a better job. I think Florida would have taken him. LSU, I don't think that was in the mix. But I think Florida would have taken him. I think that that's a better job. However, I don't think that John Sumrall is Billy Napier 2.0. I think there's plenty of people out there trying to say that. I think that's wrong. I think that he's a hell of a football coach. I knowing some things of the people we know, I know that there were some questions about Billy Napier while he's at Louisiana. Not like personal, like bad guy or anything like that. Just like acumen. Things like that. Decisions, losing some games you shouldn't have lost. I don't think you get that with John Sumrall. I think there's a lot of respect that he has, and I think he'll bring to the thing. You got to win. You're going to have to win quick. But I think there's a lot of good things that he's able to do.
Isn't it crazy, though, how much, though, the SEC has changed in, like, 3 years span? Like, 5 years ago, Ole Miss would have no shot to finish in the top of the conference. There was just zero shot. And, you know, they added Oklahoma. They added Texas.
Yeah.
And Ole Miss. Ole Miss is sitting there with one loss. Like, well, and you know, the schedules are not equal. Holy cow, how did this happen?
It's this weird thing where...
And who's Auburn?
It depends. Well, Auburn's a hell of an animal because they still recruit high school very well.
They got players.
And they got players... And they also have some. They have some crazy alumni who's willing to spend a crazy amount of money, so they have it there. I don't know who's ever going to turn off the faucet. I don't know who's ever going to turn on the faucet. Some of these places, when they're ever going to decide, and it makes me nervous for certain guys we know, but it also makes it a lot more fun for the general, like for the general consideration of it. Where I never would have thought Ole Miss would finish near the top of the conference. I never thought that. There's some places I never will think will finish near the top of the conference because I think they're interested in other things. Like, I know people are really excited for who did Kentucky just hire?
Stein?
Will Stein, yeah. I know people are excited for him. Are you going to be able to meet the demands monetarily that you are able to meet in basketball? You have a strong fan base there, but if he's raised your floor... Is he going to be able to meet that floor? Or is that floor just going to be the bottom for you? Because for Mark Stoops, it was a couple of bad years. It wasn't just one bad year. But he raised the floor for that program. Silverfield was the one who went to Arkansas, right? From Memphis. Mm-hmm. Is he going to be able to meet the demand by the guy who was Owen's neighbor? Because it seems that Arkansas is very interested in basketball, baseball, track and field, then football.
Just going to cut into resources.
And I think that Owen's old neighbors, when he lived in Arkansas, I think that they're really interested in basketball. I think they're somewhat interested in baseball. I think they're really interested in football. And I don't know if that's all going to mix up. So are they willing to do that? And is he the type of guy to get him over? Because there was a lot of games that he lost. There was a lot of tight ball games that he lost in the American Conference. But I think that I still think he's a solid enough coach. I just don't know if it's going to work out there. I hope I'm not bogging it down. Maybe I'm bogging it down a little too much.
What about Clark Lee at Vanderbilt?
I wasn't surprised.
Or is there still a musical chairs that could happen? Remember when the Saban thing went down, how that changed?
I understand, but
so late in the process.
You're right, but there's all, and you're right about that. I think that there's NFL possibilities here where not all this is finished. I think somebody from college will be probably making that jump. I think Clark Lee is a guy, though, that he's a Vanderbilt guy. He's got the perfect mix of money and family. Like, he keeps a very close circle there, it seems. Remember, Barton Simmons, who used to be on CBS, is his general manager now. He's done a really good job with that program. And I know everybody hates Diego Pavia. They're annoyed by his family or whatever, it seems. I don't know. I find him to be fun. I think he's quintessential college football. He's got the mix of money, and he's got the eye for talent to know what to spend it on the right guys. Plus, he's a Vanderbilt guy. And he's got the right job where, yeah, if he stays through another contract cycle and they keep winning 9-10 games, maybe some people might groan. But, man, I just think you're in this position where you've never been as a program in anybody's lifetime. So it's almost like you win 10 games at Vanderbilt or 9 games a year at Vanderbilt, you're a lifer. You become their Gary Patterson if you really want to be.
Are we sure?
The same thing for our friend you know where.
Well, you know what could throw the whole thing into a wild mess is if something happened at Michigan.
Yes.
You know, at some point.
Yes.
Now it resets.
It does.
And then, obviously, they're going to grab from somewhere, most likely college, although, you know, we were talking about Jesse Minter and, you know, some other potential targets. I wonder why it's been so quiet with Michigan. Like, don't Michigan fans, they really think they've got the coach that's going to battle with Ohio State for the next 5 years?
So they're going to be
in a weird
place.
There's no way they could think that.
They're going to be in a weird place where they're either going to... Sean Moore's biggest challenges as a coach are coming. And that's easy to say about any coach. You are going to have investment. They're going to invest in wide receivers. They're not going to want to just let Bryce Underwood out there to languish next year. So they're going to go get wideouts. Can you and your staff coach him up? Because either A, you're going to rise to that challenge, you're going to beat a bunch of... You can't beat Ohio State every year. Ohio State can't beat you every year. All right? It's unrealistic. But are you able to rise to going to the playoffs every year? Like, you're supposed to be a playoff team. You're Michigan. Can you be a playoff team? Can you vie for the Big Ten championship every year? And I think we're going to find out what people think next year, because they're going to spend a lot of money and they're going to bring in a lot of talent, and that fan base is going to be really excited. And if they lose a couple of these games, you're going to... No. I don't think it's going to be, hey, you got Lloyd Carr here, you better be careful. No, it's not going to be one of them things. If you're willing to spend it, they're going to have the guys, they're going to have the people, they'll be able to find another talented coach. I don't think you're going to go into this weird... I know they went to the Sugar Bowl and won once with Brady Hoke, but I don't think you're going to be in this weird 10 to 15 year hell,
by the way,
that you were in after Lloyd
Carr. Here's Michigan next year. They got Oklahoma.
Uh-huh.
Okay, they've got...
Which is still going to have a great defense.
They've got Indiana. They've
Owen's
got...
going to be paying attention to, because he doesn't have to coach anymore. Indiana's still going to be tough.
They've got Penn State.
Penn State's going to be tough.
They got Oregon and Ohio State.
Oregon and Ohio State are going to be really tough. That's 5 games right there.
Oregon and Ohio State are on the road. Indiana, Iowa had a nice bounce back year this year.
Iowa will always finish with 8 wins.
Yep.
They're always going to be solid.
And Oklahoma is at the Big House in week 2 of the season. So
it's going to be tough. you lose that game in week 2, they're calling for your head.
Oh my God. Oh my God. Yes. Because they're thinking they're going to miss the playoffs if they lose that game.
Your challenge is you're going to be able to get talented guys to want to come and play for you because you offer the money. Are you going to be willing to make them pay the price? Are you going to be able to talk them into paying the price? Because that's what Ryan Day did. You can get all the talented players you want. They paid the price last year, and then they've paid the price this year. It's not always going to work out your way. I don't know if they're going to win the national championship. I'd still like to think I'm going to be right, and it's going to be really, really, really hard to repeat. I just don't know who I'd take over Ohio State. Even if Indiana wins on Saturday, I don't know if I'm going to take over. I'd still probably take Ohio State in a rematch.
You want to see how it looks. If in that dome, right, because they're playing at Lucas Oil, on in front of everybody on Saturday night, that is the game. We've had Big Ten championships that have been obscured by some of the other conferences. You know, every year that SEC game at 3:30, right, was awesome.
Yes.
Well, everybody is going to be watching that game, and NFL fans are going to be watching that game because of Mendoza and because of the talent that's going to be on the field. They've got some nice wide receivers. Ohio State obviously goes without saying. And if Mendoza looks really good in that game, and I know there are Buckeye fans going, there's just no way he'll look good. I think he absolutely is going to put up points. This is not going to be a game where Ohio State can just give up 13 points. And if they do,
I think it's a Heisman Bowl.
If they do, then fine. This is going to be a joke through the playoffs if Ohio State stays healthy. But I think Mendoza is going to move the football down the field. Everyone's going to be watching that game. And I am excited about it because I thought there was a world where the Big Ten championship wouldn't mean anything because the loser of the game is not really should not be penalized. Like, both teams should get a bye. You can make the argument, win or lose, you should still have a top two seed. We'll see what happens there. I don't think it's guaranteed, but I definitely make the argument. So the way that Ohio State looks in that game defensively, because we always talk every year about the SEC and the pass rush and the big dudes, the freaks on the defensive line. Guess what? Ohio State has that this year. In just Arvell Reese and Caleb Downs alone, they've got freaks on that defense that we used to say was synonymous with those SEC teams, the Georgias, the Alabamas of the world. When LSU and Auburn had things humming, they had those freaks. Ohio State's got them now. And they're playing in that track where we know the Ohio State wide receivers with Ryan Day at the helm, listen to me complimenting Ryan Day like crazy now, and Julian Sain, who doesn't miss. Holy cow. What a game. I'm excited about Saturday night. Can you not hear it? I've been to that game.
I haven't heard you excited about the Big Ten championship game, I think, ever.
I've been to that game three times, and, you know, one game Ohio State lost to Michigan State in agonizing fashion.
You're at that game.
Braxton Miller could not get it was fourth and two, and they got stopped with Urban Meyer as the head coach. It was crazy to see. That was the Urban Meyer eating pizza on the golf cart game.
By the way, speaking of Michigan State, we have not said anything about Pat Fitzgerald.
No. And his haircut. What do you think? You want to order that when you go to the barber next time? I'll take the Pat Fitzgerald.
No, I don't think so. No.
Look it up, friends.
I'm not going to say what I think of that haircut. No. I think it's a good hire, though. Do you think it's a good hire?
Yes, it's a great hire.
Okay. Well, then I'll see you in hell.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply. In app only.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media, and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop. We've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life, and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.